we don't believe that that student was the one who made the threat. So I think he was simply a victim, somebody who was, who's, if you will, being set up. But the problem is that while we're doing our interviews, another Snapchat went live ostensibly from the same student that we're sitting in the room with. So at that point, we couldn't clear it. The police are working with the state and federal authorities. They're going to track down, you know, as we've done with other Snapchat situations, they'll track down the IP address and the device and so on. And once I have that completed and can safely say that this is all clear, that's when I'm comfortable. And so we were looking this morning. You know, hopefully we delayed because obviously students were on the bus when this came in. And parents were dropping off when this threat came in. So our team really responded immediately. And we were hoping we could clear it within just a matter of, you know, 30-40 minutes. It didn't work out that way. Until I'm comfortable, and I need the whole community to understand this because we do not horse around with threats, but until I'm comfortable that and I get the all clear from the police department, until we can say that there is no threat, we're not all clear. Now, do I think that there's a threat? Not at this time. However, I'm not going to discount it until I can actually prove that it's clear.